The bill provides that the UK's new immigration rules may require that non-Irish and non-British citizens obtain an ETA before travelling to the UK, including for journeys across the land border to Northern Ireland. The British government has confirmed that the proposed ETA system will not apply to Irish or British citizens. The British government has also said that there will continue to be no immigration checks on the land border. Our concern with respect to the bill's ETA provisions centre around the fact that the movement of people on this island, particularly in border areas, is unique. Many thousands of people cross the border every day in the course of their daily lives, including to access essential services for business, tourism, family reasons, and for travel from one part of Ireland to another. This is something that both the Irish and British governments recognised and committed to in Strand 2 of the Good Friday Agreement. The introduction of the proposed ETA scheme for cross-border journeys could cause considerable disruption to the daily lives and livelihoods of many people across the island of Ireland who are not Irish or British citizens, particularly for those residing in border areas, including the North West. The scheme could have a significant impact on tourism in Northern Ireland, with over two-thirds of visitors from mainland Europe and the United States arriving in Northern Ireland via the south. There are potential implications also for cross-border healthcare, education and integrated supply chains. It's clear that border counties such as Donegal would be particularly affected with regard to these issues. Most journeys to and from Donegal naturally cross the border. Residents of Donegal and other border counties will also be well aware that the closest amenity or essential service is often found across the border and will therefore be especially conscious of the impact the ETA scheme is currently as currently conceived would have. The House of Commons voted on the 22nd of March against the amendment from the House of Lords, which would have exempted cross-border journeys into Northern Ireland from the proposed ETA requirements. Since this proposal emerged, the government have been engaged with the British government at both official and political level to express our serious concern with regard to the proposed ETA scheme. As mentioned, I raised them directly with the Secretary of State last Thursday at the British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference. I highlighted the complexities that such a scheme would present for cross-border travel, as well as the serious implications for daily lives and livelihoods. Senior officials continue to engage with their British counterparts on the details of these concerns. We will encourage the British government to reconsider their approach and to apply exceptions for residents in Ireland and visitors to the island of Ireland from the ETA scheme. I think it is important to say that this legislation is not through Westminster yet. It's come from the Lords with an amendment. That amendment has been rejected in the House of Commons, but it may well go back to the Lords and back to the Commons again. So there is time to try and change this. And I can assure you we will be very active in our attempts to do that.
Would the Minister, is there a copy of your reply?
There isn't, but I'll try to make sure.
It usually is given out. Yeah.
No, I hear you, but I'm just not sure there's someone in the office now to do that. Okay. But if there isn't, I'll make sure that there's a copy emailed to everybody.
Jacques de Pringle.
Yeah, thanks, Ken Corla. And thanks, Minister, for your belated summary in relation to it. Look, this legislation may not be completely going through the Commons yet, but basically the British Parliament has voted to include this in it. So I would like to know what actually you can do, and other than impress on the British government the importance of not having it, because obviously that hasn't worked too well up to now. So there has to be some sort of follow-up if this goes ahead, because this is clearly a breach, or in my mind maybe it's not, but maybe you could explain that too, as a breach of an international treaty, and that the treaty provides for the movement of citizens and stuff. So maybe you could advise what actually is the implications of this whole procedure as well, and how you actually intend to deal with it should it fail in the Commons. Thanks.
Minister, I do acknowledge the fact that you have spoke to the Secretary of State, but we do need this raised at the highest level. We need the Taoiseach to be lifting the phone to Boris Johnson, as we called on him last week. We need to be using our diplomatic muscle internationally in relation to this here. I have also concerns about Section 81 of the bill, that it breaches the common travel area, because it now requires us to have a form of identification when we fly to London or to the UK, which isn't required on Aer Lingus at this point in time, and there will be a penalty penalty imposed on carriers if that isn't done. But we have a situation now where legislation, which is to come into effect in 2024, is where a road traffic collision happens in Letterkenny today, that an ambulance would not be able to take that individual, if they believed him to be or her to be Polish, directly to Dublin to deal with a head casualty. They would have to go around by Sligo, because this legislation isn't just about crossing the border into the north and visiting the north, it is about passing through as well. So we need to raise this at the highest levels, that is at the level of the Taoiseach, along with your own efforts, but also we need to look at the international support that we have on this issue.
I consider this to be repugnant to the Good Friday Agreement, an attack on the Good Friday Agreement, because the peace process was underpinned by the seamless border on the island, by the free movement of goods, people, capital on the island of Ireland. And we continue to be a member of the European Union, thankfully. The north of Ireland is, for all intents and purposes, still within the European Union, thankfully. And this is absolutely repugnant to suggest that European citizens, whatever about United States citizens and other international citizens, but that European citizens would be treated any differently than the rest of us on this island. So it's outrageous, frankly. It's yet again a reckless intervention by Tories with no regard for our island, no regard for our border communities. And in the strongest possible terms, our government have to reject this and insist as a co-signatory to the Good Friday Agreement that it cannot proceed.
Deputies, I don't disagree with the points that have been made. I think this is completely inconsistent with the spirit of the Good Friday Agreement. We have, as part of a peace process, created a situation where there is a seamless border that allows goods and services and people to move across that border. Obviously, that was assisted by joint EU membership. But also, the aspirations around North-South cooperation was all about trying to ensure that we had an all-island economy that could function and allow people to move around and work and study and everything else. So for the British government to essentially make the case that the border between Northern Ireland and the South is no different to any other borders that the EU that the UK may have in terms of people entering the UK is patently nonsense. We have special arrangements because we have a special history on this island, which is marked by violence and a very dark period. We have been and continue to be making our view very clear on this. Minister McEntee has been very clear with her counterpart, Secretary Patel, and will be writing to her again in relation to the issue. I've made my view clearly known to the Secretary of State have raised the issue with Secretary of State Liz Truss as well. And I expect that the Taoiseach has also raised it with the Prime Minister, but I'd have to check that. If he hasn't, he certainly will. But we have focused on trying to make relatively low-key interventions, not to turn this into a political football, but to try to get sensible change to this legislation. Unfortunately, that hasn't worked to date. The embassy has been very active on this issue, and I've made it very clear to Secretary of State Brendan Lewis that the Irish government cannot and will not support or condone this, and we will continue to lobby hard to change it.
Thank you,
and I hope we'll be successful.